Thanks to the Secretariat. Yes, that's true. Are there any inputs? If not, I can share the Austrian experience. The Secretariat said it right, that the safety people saying that you mix cycling traffic with other road users, motorized road users, up to a speed limit of 30 kilometers. That's also our definition in Austria. And we are aware that that's a different between a road network where cycling is allowed and a safe cycling network. For example, for Austria, we have 175,000 kilometers of road network where cycling is allowed, but only 40,000 kilometers of a safe cycling network, where the speed limit is up to 30 kilometers, or if it's higher, then separated cycle tracks are with alongside of the roads. Being aware of the experiences of the Danube Cycle Plans project, and that's clear that many countries do not have such a dense road network with 30 kilometers per hour, especially in the rural area or in the outside of the settlement areas. I would suggest that we take the existing network and take the approach we are using at the Danube Cycle Plans project, with the aim and the goal that it's clear that if you define a cycling route as a national cycling route, that on the midterm period there should be a separated cycle track and not a mixed route there. That would be an approach for which is a pragmatic approach, maybe to make a first step that you can define a cycle network, being aware that it's not the best conditions for cyclists at the moment, but have the vision of a network that could be a safe network when you have enough budget to build separate cycle tracks. So that's the Austrian experience at the moment regarding these issues. The floor is open for additional. See, ECF, Alexander, if you would like to, please, the floor is yours.